those who worship the Lord, worship in spirit and truth. Those who say that they know Him must walk as He walked. Those who worship the Lord, worship in spirit and truth. Those who say that they know Him must walk as He walked. He is the way and the truth, and in Him ends the life. If we obey His word, then we walk in the light. He is the way and the truth, and in Him ends the life. If we obey His word, then we walk in the light. If we say that we know Him, but we don't keep His word, then we walk in the darkness, and the truth's not in us. If we walk in
morning, friends. Good to be with you here this morning as we get into our day. Hey, I want to say something. I want to let you all know how proud I am of you. And, you know, I don't know if I'm going to go through every name here, but just a few of you, maybe I won't go through any names. I'm proud, of how you are doing. I want you to know that. Just so proud. And you need to hear that. You're doing so well. I'm seeing dishes that you're cooking. I'm seeing home DIY projects you're doing and things. And it just helps to hear sometimes somebody say, and you know who I'm talking to, how proud I am of you for what you're doing. And I can't say it enough. I'm proud. Melody, I drove past yesterday. You were pulling into your driveway and I was going by, but I didn't want to honk because I didn't want to distract you. And just the other day you came up with the Bible verse and how proud I am of you for finding that verse. I want to tell you just directly how proud I am of you. And, I am. And Zara, I wish that there was so much more I could do for you. This, what I have here is, I'm in the major part of busy right now. In fact, I will probably be a little bit short here this morning because I need to be in Bangor before 8 o'clock this morning. And that is about an hour's drive for me to get there. So I want you to know how proud I am of you. Zara, You have the Holy Spirit. I'm talking to you directly. You have the Holy Spirit, okay? I'm going to talk about the Holy Spirit this morning, but you have the Holy Spirit. God will give you the words to speak to your people there. And a person that I thought maybe I would connect you with here locally, there's just so much going on in their life and family, and maybe even a death overnight and whatnot. It's just not working for that person. But I keep believing, keep trusting, keep serving, keep growing. I want to say this. Let me take us to a place in the book of Romans, because I want you to see this. And you need to hear this, because I have just been almost unaccessible in some ways of late. And I'm trying to run back and catch up with commitments I've made to South Sudan and get those taken care of. But I want you to see this passage. And for the lady folk listening, I want you to hear this. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant in the church of Centuria. Now, Phoebe is a woman's name. It's a woman, okay? And I want you to know that this is a woman, a servant of the church of Centuria. And he goes on and says, I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and to give her any help she may need from you. Now, he's writing to the local people there who would have been a part of Phoebe's community. So I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and to give her any help she may need from you, for she has been a great help to many people, including me. Priscilla, I greet Priscilla. We would greet Priscilla, our Priscilla. Herriman, but Priscilla and Aquila in the Bible, my fellow workers in the Lord, they risked their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches, the Gentiles, are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets in their house. Greet my dear friend, Enepetus, who is the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. But just this, he is lifting up Phoebe, and all that she has done. He's lifting up Priscilla in all that she has done. And then there are others that you go down through here. And I want you to be inspired. I want you to be encouraged. And Zara, I wish I could, Wendy and I were talking last night. I do not have a free Saturday at all until almost the end of May now, and I'm just so booked up. And we got to figure out how we can do something to help you. But until then, you need to believe that you have the Holy Spirit to strengthen you to do what it is that you're doing at this point in time, and we need to multiply. And I need to multiply. I'm talking to myself right now, and that's the call of disciple making, is to multiply, not to keep doing more yourself, but to multiply through other people, and see if we can't get that to happen to help you there in where you are. We pray for that. That's our prayer. And I knew that April and May would get extremely busy, and it really has gone right off the charts busy, and many good things happening, but just right off the charts. Anyway, here's what I want us to concentrate on this morning. I'm wanting to inspire you. Don, you keep going, and you know, you have life's things that hit you, and you just keep going, and you're here every morning, almost every morning. And, Walter, hopefully I will be here when you were here. I'm going to be gone toward the end of July. I've got a wedding back in Pennsylvania to do, and then I'm going to be out in Utah with a group of pastors in the beginning of August. So I'm hoping that this year, unless I don't go on that trip, which I might end up canceling and not going on that trip. We'll see if the rest of the fall lines up the way it needs to line up. But you guys all of you, just keep growing. Steve and Donna, you guys keep serving and serving and serving. And, you know, other people would have all kinds of reasons why they couldn't serve, and they got to quit, and they've got this ache, and they've got this pain, and I'm too old, and I'm too yada, 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 yada. And you guys just keep going. And I want to commend you and thank you in that way. And I don't know, I'm not seeing who all else is in here this morning. Dinah Kay, just such a faithful, faithful listener all the time. And you investing in other people there in your locality, keep going. And Fran, people don't know all the things that you do, because you do so many things behind the scenes to help so many people. You don't toot your own horn. I'm going to toot your horn this morning. Just you do so many things, and I'm aware of some of those things. I'm sure I'm not even aware of a fraction of the things that you do to help people behind the scenes, but it is monster. And so I just keep going, keep serving, and keep doing what you're doing. It's just huge, and the impact that you have in Maine and well beyond Maine cannot be overstated. Just so much. Anybody listening, you have anybody listening at any point in time, whether you're listening later or on the podcast, I'm talking to people right now who are live with me on this day. What is today? The 11th day, I think, of April, listening live. I'm talking to them, commending them, and I would commend you too. Don't be afraid if you're listening during the live portion from 6 to 6:30 to weigh in and just say good morning. It lets us know who's listening and who's there. And there's a significant sense of community among these ones here that join together. So I want to encourage you to jump in. If you're listening live right now, just say good morning. Let folks know that you're here. Let them interact with you and have that sense of community. Today's assurance, the assurance of the Holy Spirit. Friends, we have the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. When a person trusts in Jesus Christ, they are given the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to take us into some scripture to help us understand that, because you need to just have the assurance that the Holy Spirit is with you. I'm going to take you over into the book of Ephesians, down at chapter 1, verse 13. Because you need to understand this. You also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having believed. Okay, so it isn't just enough to hear it. You need to believe it. But listen to the promise that you have in verses 13 and 14, Ephesians chapter 1. Incredible promises. Having believed, when you place saving faith in Jesus Christ, you were marked with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of God's glory. Let me put this in the New Living Translation. It may be even just a little friendlier to read. And he speaks this way, and now you Gentiles, you who are not Jewish, have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit he promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify him. In this instance, I really do like the NIV 84 a little bit better in what it says, especially the deposit. It's like, you know, if you go to buy something sometimes, or if you're going to rent an apartment, sometimes you have to put a deposit down. Or if you rent a car, You know, often there's a deposit, a couple hundred dollar deposit on top of the rental fee that will come back to you after you turn the car back in, or if you've moved out of the apartment. The deposit, there's a deposit. It's a guarantee. The other part here in verse 13 that I want you to see is you were marked in him with a seal. Often in the days of letters, in the days of old, they would seal the letter closed with hot wax. And often if they had a ring or something that was like a signature piece, they would press that ring into that seal, like, okay, this is something being delivered to you from the palace or from Caesar or from some official ruler. It has this stamp in them. And oftentimes, like college transcripts, live in my world a little bit, there is that indelible mark. If you were to go to a notary and they have that press that would press the paper and actually put the marks into the paper, something you can never get rid of. And that's exactly what is being said here. You can never get rid of the Holy Spirit. He is there. You have the Holy Spirit. It is a promise. It is a guarantee. Now, we can yield or not yield to the Holy Spirit. Let me take us over to chapter 5 and show you this part of chapter 5. We'll talk about this: to not get drunk on wine that leads to debauchery, instead be filled with the Spirit. And there's somewhat of a choice there. I mean, to be controlled by the Spirit or to not be controlled by the Spirit, to be controlled by our lust or to be controlled by addictions to pots of coffee or any other thing, addictions to half gallons of ice cream, whatever it might be. We have the call here to be filled with the Spirit, and it's a yielding. You know, it's okay, Lord. Us saying to the Lord, it's okay. You tell me what you want me to hear. You direct me where you want me to go. My life is open to you. But a young Christian needs to know that they have the Holy Spirit. In the Upper Room Discourse, can you remember, as I'm going there, let's see if you can remember what the address of the Upper Room Discourse is. And I will give you a little clue. It's in the book of John. The Upper Room Discourse, what chapters is that located in? I'm going to take us there and show you some things that Jesus said to his followers because he wanted them to be aware of the Holy Spirit. Do you remember what chapter? I'll give you the chance to put that there in the comments. And I will take us over to those chapters here and put them on the screen momentarily. This is a little test. Push your mind a little bit. I want you to know this. This is part of making disciples, helping them to know what they ought to be thinking. I might come back tomorrow and talk more about the Holy Spirit. Because I'm not going to cover everything that I might want to cover about the Holy Spirit today. Do you remember? Upper Room Discourse, where's that located? Where is that found in the text of Scripture? I'm not seeing any comments there, so I'm going to have to spoil it for you. It is in John 13-17, the Upper Room Discourse. John chapter 14, verse 1, do not let your hearts be troubled. Well, Donna has it on there now. She probably put it on there because of the delay between when I'm talking, when you hear it, when you type it, and when it shows up in my feed. I think Donna got it. Great job, Donna. John 14:1, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. This is Jesus speaking. Don't let your hearts be troubled. It is fantastic in this section of Scripture. Verse 1, he begins, do not let your hearts be troubled. And he will also speak this again about peace down in verse 27. He will say, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Twice he says this. So perhaps I'm emphasizing this today because somebody today needs to hear, do not be afraid. Do not be troubled. Keep trusting God. But when you peek up just a few verses ahead of this, here's what you see. Verse 26, in fact, a little higher up I'll go, but verse 26 says, but the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you. When you don't have Bible teachers out the ears like we have in the United States, and you have maybe limitations around you because of the country in which you live, you need to claim and know this promise. The Holy Spirit will teach you the things you need to know. Get that Bible open. Ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you insight. Ask the Holy Spirit to take his word and press it into your heart and mind like that seal that you might know it. And he will teach you. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. So he speaks here of the Holy Spirit. Let me back up a few verses here. Up to verse 16 in chapter 14. Look at these words. I will ask the Father, he will give you another counselor. Now, there's different. We're speaking that this is in reference to the Holy Spirit. You will be given another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. Why? For he lives with you and will be in you. The Holy Spirit lives in you. He says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore. He's speaking about his crucifixion and burial. But you will see me because I live, you also will live. And now speaking of resurrection, on that day you realize that I am in my Father and that you are in me and I am in you. The idea of God taking up residence, living in us, it doesn't make us God, but we get to be partakers, participants together with God. He lives in the life of the believer. Again, on that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. And then the Holy Spirit in us, down at verse 23, another phenomenal part. And this kind of ties in with God always being with us that we talked about yesterday as well. But verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. God at home with you, the Holy Spirit at home with you, Jesus Christ living in you. You today, friend, have God's Spirit in you to live the Christian life, to do all the things that God would want you to do. He has given you all that you need, and the assurance. You want a young believer to have the assurance that they have the Holy Spirit. You, whether you're in Lancaster County, whether you're in Waldo County, or whether you're in a town on the border of India somewhere, or the neighboring country to India, wherever it might be, if you are a believer in Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit. Take heart, take comfort, take confidence, be assured. Help others that are following Jesus to be assured that they too have the Holy Spirit. I can't think of anything more remarkable for us than to think about we have the Holy Spirit. Wow. To teach us, to comfort us, to guide us, to empower us, to strengthen us, to live in us. Absolutely incredible to think. What a great truth. What a fantastic truth. We have all we need, friends. We have the Savior, we have the Scriptures, we have the Spirit. Those three things, Savior, Scripture, Spirit. we have so much more than we can even ask or imagine simply in those three things. Take heart today, my friend, that we have the scriptures, we have the Spirit, we have the Savior, and live in Him today. Lord, help us to take heart and to be strengthened by an awareness of the presence of your Spirit in our lives to guide us, to teach us, to correct us, to strengthen us, to empower us, to correct us, to cheer us, to give us joy. Lord, hear our prayer that we would be yielded to you today for the glory of Jesus. Amen. Friends, see you tomorrow. Have a great day.